We're at the Beef Animal Welfare Symposium in Ames, Iowa today. I'm going to talk with one of the speakers, David Fikes, who is with the Food Marketing Institute, works in consumer community affairs and communications with the Food Marketing Institute. You represent food companies, both retailers and the manufacturers?
No, we primarily represent the retailer part of the food chain.
Okay.
So, but we do have associate membership with the food producers.
Well, you talked about how the retailer, of course, kind of gets caught in the middle. I guess that's why we call them the middleman.
Yep.
Between the consumer and the producers of the food. And one of your comments was that they're usually going to side with the consumer on issues.
Well, what defines a successful food retailer is whether or not they're selling food, and therefore they're always going to put the accent upon the one who's purchasing the food, and obviously, you know, that they will always side with the consumer. As I said in my presentation, they may not believe that the consumer is always right, but in our business, the consumer is never wrong.
So how, when we talk about animal welfare or humane treatment of animals, how big of an issue is this with consumers right now?
It is a growing concern, and it is one where it is getting more and more attention. Most of our statistics show that what most consumers want is the readily available information about the treatment of the animal to make sure that it jibes and matches their value system. Most of them want to believe that the animal had a good life and but was also had a very peaceful death in preparing it for the plate.
Yeah, you mentioned, I think, humane treatment of farm animals as far as categories of concern is probably growing faster than a lot of the others.
Yes. In looking at some of the data, we found it that it jumped about 7%, and so it's a growing concern. And most other concerns were growing, you know, either positively about 3%, but humane treatment of animals was one that was getting a little bit more attention in the consumer attitudes.
Yeah. And what percentage of those folks really cares about the details? You mentioned, in general, they just want to know that animals are being treated well. What percentage really care about the details of how their meat is being produced?
I can't give you a hard and fast number on that. I would say that, again, the vast majority of people simply want assurances that the producers are following the guidelines that are, you know, that their associations have produced and are doing best practices, and they want assurances. I mean, none of us need another worry added to our worry list. They want to believe that the food retailer and that the food producer is worrying about these things on their behalf, and it's only when they get evidence that that is not happening that they start to get up in arms. It is a concern. It's on the attitudes are, they're paying attention to those issues more than they ever have before. But at the same time, basically what they're, most of the customers are just wanting assurances that good principles are being practiced.
How well is agriculture and the producers doing at keeping the retailers informed so they can inform the customers?
Again, because we are customer-driven, because they are paying more attention to this, the food retailer is paying even more attention to it. And there's much more conversation taking place between the food producers and the different commodity groups with the retailer. And I feel like we're, you know, making some strides toward, you know, working in sync and doing a better job of communicating what the consumer's concerns are to the producers. And the producers are, you know, paying attention to those and also giving us the information we need to feed back to the consumer about what are the principles and what are the practices that are being followed.
Of course, we're here talking about cattle, but I know another big topic is GMOs, and I'm wondering how big a concern is that? Is that the big one going forward? Or?
It is obviously, with a lot of states looking at this from a state-by-state perspective in terms of state legislations and also upon different initiatives that states are looking at, we're looking at some national solutions that need to take place, because the state-by-state, the patchwork approach is not going to work in terms of with national trade going on. We need to find a national solution to it, And what we find is that most of our consumers do want non-GMO product labeled so that they can identify if they are seeking that. But what we find is it's really more of a labeling issue than anything, that they want, you know, they want the information, not necessarily because they want to pursue it themselves, that they're not necessarily, you know, a small percentage of people are actually actively pursuing and trying to find non-GMO product, but a good number want it labeled and they want to know, you know, how their food is being produced.